Now, Ireland's Olympics got off to the perfect start yesterday when the men's rugby sevens won both of their matches. They'll be in action again in a couple of hours' time. In our 100 years as an Olympic nation, Ireland has won 35 medals across various sports. One of those belongs to Annalise Murphy, who won silver at the 2016 Rio Games. In our series looking at what it means to be an Olympian, our reporter Cian Burns spoke to Annalise about her Olympic experiences.
I think becoming an Olympian is probably one of these really, really special things where they only come around once every 4 years. So you train for such a long time for this tiny chance to actually get to go and compete. And then when you are lucky enough to go and compete, to be able to represent our little country, Ireland, on a global stage.
It's something Annalise Murphy has done at 3 Olympic Games for Team Ireland. But it's a journey that started with heartbreak on the water at London 2012.
I was really disappointed after London, but probably my biggest fear was that I'd thrown away the only chance I'd ever get to win an Olympic medal, because it's first of all, just getting there is very hard. And then to perform at your very best and hopefully better than all your competitors again is really, really hard.
Despite how hard it is to perform on the Olympic stage, Annalise realised in Rio what she thought she may have lost in London.
And through the finish line, fifth place, Annalise Murphy. She's going to be overjoyed.
She knows
unbelievable.
It.
Winning a medal in Rio was probably still one of the happiest days of my life. It was, I can't even really describe. It was this mix of like joy and relief and so many different emotions, particularly for, I guess, my entire team who'd helped me get to that point, for the whole sailing team as well. It was really, really exciting.
It's a medal that Annalise is naturally proud of and describes some of the interesting features of the medal she is now proud to show off.
There's a few like interesting facts about Olympic medals. They always have the Olympic logo from that Olympics on one side of the medal, and then they have Nike, the Greek goddess of victory, on the other side, and she'll be in different poses depending on the Olympics.
After not reaching her own expectations on the water in Tokyo in 2021, Annalise decided another Olympic cycle was not something she could put herself through again.
Kind of retiring because I felt I'd given it everything I could, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to go through that kind of, I guess, emotional toll again of doing it all again. And the risk reward is so high, as in like a very high risk, very low chance of reward.
But now, on the side of a spectator, Annalise is looking forward to watching Team Ireland compete.
I've started now sort of writing down all of the Irish athletes that I think are, you know, have chances of winning medals or pulling out sort of personal vests, and then tracking them and trying to figure out what days they're going to be competing, you know, whether they've got heats, semis, finals, and then sort of being able to plan out my entire 2 weeks so that I can see how the Irish team are doing.
And she is not just a spectator this time, but also an inspiration to sailors who will take to the water in Marseille beginning this weekend.
I think it was also exciting to be able to hand over, I guess, my legacy in sailing to the next generation, because that's what it's about. You know, it's about seeing kids that you've inspired. They watched you on TV, they started sailing with you, then they trained with you, and now they're going to the Olympics. It's kind of incredible that it goes full circle.
Rio silver medalist Annalise Murphy talking there to Cian Burns. We'll have the final installment of Cian's series tomorrow.